Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I am Sasha.
I'm Chappelle.
And I'm Tori.
And this is Mess Magnets. We're back, baby. That's right. We're unfortunately missing Kirsten, but it's okay. Send her your good wishes. She, you know, she scratched her eye, everyone, unfortunately. So she needs a break from the mess, but it's okay because I had to fill her seats with not one, but two badasses, obviously, to take us through and hold us over till Kirsten's back. So welcome, Tori. How are you? Thank you so much for saying yes to joining us.
Oh my gosh. I'm well. I'm so happy to dive into the mess today. It's going to be super fun.
Yeah. And of course, my toxic fave, I was like, you have to join whenever I get a chance. So how are you, Chappelle? Long time no see.
Right. I was like, Sasha, it's been what, 36 hours since I saw you last? It's a nice thing. But no, I heard that we were ready to be petty today. And so I showed up.
Stop.
I showed up. So let's do it. Let's be messy. Let's be petty. Let's talk about some stuff.
Listen, nothing but petty mess. I love it. Okay.
You love it.
Here we are.
That's our episode title. Nothing but petty mess. Cause
is it
first minute and we nailed it.
It's right there.
Oh my God. It is, I think, royally messed up because listen, we have a lot of mess to get through today. And I think today, because the two of y'all were joining, I feel like we had to go on like a full on journey with mess. Like I had to scour the mess so that all of y'all can be highlighted in your, you know, amazing ridiculousness. So here we are. But I think it's time before we get into it, everyone, you know what it is. Hello, reviews, everyone. Make sure you're leaving us 5-star and 5 stars only. We're so close to our goal. I think it's time that if you haven't already, you just go on over and hit that 5-star. Okay. It's not killing you. Find a friend, make a new friend and get those in. All right. I appreciate it. And I know Kirsten will too. It's a get well soon gift. All right. And we have crew necks, honestly, the softest crew necks ever. So if you want to be part of Mess Magnets, Mess University, you know, you've got to get your UMess crew necks. Okay. So get all of that. And now that I have all the boring stuff out of the way, everyone, I think it's time we get into this week's mess magnets. And listen, everyone, we're talking William and Kate today. That's our shining story, because if you know me, I'm dragging the boy. How are we feeling about these two?
Oh my gosh. So Kate and Will, I can't stand. And yes, this is coming from a person who used to stand them in like 2011.
Back when he had hair.
Yeah, back when he had like a little wispy of hair.
Yes.
And the fact that we're going to get into it, but the fact that they are, I feel like, planting stories about Meghan and Harry amidst like maybe trouble in paradise is just, I feel like, classic Will.
Right? Little tantrum ass, baby. I love it. And Chappelle, you know, I know that you're not so up with the royals, but do you? Are you aware with Will and Kate? Like, do you know, how much do you know?
So what I know is that like people talking about Harry and Meghan and trying to like talk about maybe a potential divorce. And I guess the sources are saying that maybe Harry's just making, maybe he's just like making this shit up. William is making this shit up. Right. And so I stand Meghan Markle. Okay. Like I love her so much. And so, so honestly, anything to make William look worse, I'm down with that. I'm down with the propaganda, allegedly, you know? Yeah. So yeah. But no, I saw a bunch of stuff I didn't understand. I was like, oh, Fergie's involved. I was like, what, the Black Eyed Peas? They got back together.
I wish it was the Black Eyed Peas intervening, but unfortunately, it's Princess.
Who cares what Fergie thinks about this?
Yeah, well, she did have that hit London Bridge. I was thinking like she should have performed at the coronation instead of Katy Perry.
A bunch of people said no, so I wonder if she's one of the people that said no.
Yeah, honestly,
Elton John said no, which I was like the chutzpah to ask Diana's best friend.
Yeah.
Also, you know, Elton think he British and he's not British no more. Stop it. He's not anymore. Stop
he
it.
Lives in LA. You're correct.
Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. He ain't been British for a long time.
Oh my God. No, but he like helped Diana through it all. But listen, side bitch is in charge. So who am I to say anything? All right. Mm-hmm. Tampon boy is king. So but I won't talk about him. I'll move on. Okay. Oh, Chappelle, do you know? No, I won't tell you on this. The listeners don't deserve this. If they don't know what Tampon Gate is.
Literally, though, don't Google it.
Don't.
As I start typing in my phone furiously,
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yes, so as Chappelle talked, what's going on with these two, right? So allegedly, all the Royal Rota, which are the like inner circle, right, of the British press, the tabloids, the smut, okay? And they get their news directly from the royals. It's known. Harry has now put it in his book. Camilla is the leaky faucet, and so is Will. It's, again, all of this is not, I feel like, not allegedly anymore. Like, Harry has straight up said it. They're denying it, but Harry has said it. Anyway, there's a bunch of these, and it's basically talking about how after the car chase, Harry has been distraught, and he's been calling the lawyers, he's been looking for divorce, the distance is too much, la-di-da-di-da, all right? All of this stuff. But everyone, we know that this is like known MO of the royal family, because they zero in on Harry and Meghan as the scapegoats, because in reality, allegedly, people are thinking that William is feeding these stories because he's the one that is getting ready to divorce Kate.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't think he would ever actually go through with a divorce. I feel like that would be like so controversial. They have three kids together and they've been like grooming Kate to be queen for many, many years now. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think that they could be allegedly separated. Like I think that they could like live almost basically like separate lives. you know, they do live in a palace. I think it would be pretty easy. They have, you know, a lot of speaking engagements and stuff that they're at all the time. But this is like, I feel like there's been rumors stewing for years, and there's been like video evidence of her kind of like shaking him off and stuff like that. And they are very strategic in the press. Like anytime there's any mention of them, like in a bad place, you know, Kate will be at an event the next day with William, like being extra lovey-dovey and like all of this stuff. So they definitely know how to play the game.
And they've like posted pictures of themselves, right? Like for their anniversary, which was right after these like fights were going on, because turns out they not only are they like quote unquote on the rocks, but also just a little bit of background. When Charles and Diana were going through whatever they were going through, Fergie and Andrew, which Andrew, the, you know, Andrew's horrible man, they were using them as like a distraction, but in reality Charles and Diana were going through it. So it seems like, you know, they're kind of saying like Harry's marriage needs to be in trouble so that William and Kate aren't like in the firing line alone, which again, like, little brothers stay taking L's. I feel here we are
truly
and here's so then I googled like their fight, because I was like, what is actually going on? And then I found out that royal author Tom Quinn is his name, and he shared that a former Kensington Palace staff, which is where they live, said that Kate treats Will like a fourth child because he's prone to tantrums. I lost it.
Sasha, I'm so sorry. Listen, I just found the tampon gate transcript.
No.
It's like okay, sexting gone bad. Yeah.
It is so gone bad. It is so gone bad. If this is, I mean, it is the worst sexting I've ever seen in my life. It's so polite, so British, so British. Like, yeah, like I disagree. Like, why would you put that in sexting? What were you disagreeing about? It wasn't no debate.
Disagreeing about where, and okay, fine. If you don't want to hear about tampon gate, skip to like 30 seconds. But everyone, since Jamel has brought this up, well, I did, but you know, since he googled it, Charles said he would like to be a tampon so that he could be close.
Well, to Camilla forever.
Yeah, he was like, I should be, I just wish I could come back, like, be reincarnated as inside of your pants so I can be close to, you know, what I like to be close to. And then he was like, but with my luck, I probably get turned into a tampon. And she's like, oh, damn, you know. We talked about getting flushed down the toilet, whatever erection they had to go away very quickly. I'm sorry.
This is not the quickness. No, and not only that, also, how can he be in there forever? That, like, we get it, you're toxic, but like,
just wait, Chappelle, do you know what toxic shock syndrome is?
No.
Okay. Okay, literally, I was with a group of my guy friends like 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about toxic shock syndrome. And I was like, do you guys know what that is? And they didn't. So
please tell us.
It's basically you just, if you have a tampon in for too long, because you have to change them out like every 4 to 6 hours or 4 to 8 hours or something like that, you can get really sick and get this thing called toxic shock syndrome.
Because all the toxins from the tampon.
From the tampons.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a name. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah.
People who have to use tampons, y'all deserve the best. If you look at this, you deserve so much more, because, dear God, I don't want it. And I definitely don't want to come back as one, Charles.
I'm telling you, this is why I can't ever call him king. Like, I have to call him tampon boy.
I know. Please. Like, we've overheard, and then we saw it acted out in The Crown, this tampon conversation. Like, I can't look you dead in the eye.
Like, the Grim Reaper should just get him.
How are you royalty and can't stop some shit like this from happening? You know, like, you're royalty and can't keep Netflix from doing a dramatization of your life. You're not that royal. You're royal. But because I mean, come on, man.
This is all, you know, stolen, right? Like, the Daily Mail tapped their phones. That's how they got all of it. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big supporter of the Daily Mail, but I support them doing this thing this one
correct.
Time.
Yeah. There is no lies told, okay? My girl Diana didn't deserve any of this. I'll mm-hmm. just say that.
That part.
But, mm-hmm. but yes, now coming back. Because my
let's loop right back around.
Everyone.
I'll be having questions.
Tell me more. This is why the royals are the best reality show. Kardashians who? Mm. But anyway, so then, yes. So it turns out Will likes to throw tantrums, which again, we know all of this, right? Like from mm-hmm. Harry's book. Like he has beat Will Harry like all the time. He threw a dog bowl at him. He's a child. But also this Tom Quinn says they don't have a perfect marriage. They have terrific Rose fights. And not only that, instead of, you know, throwing heavy vases at each other, which apparently is normal and what other couples do. What the F? They throw cushions at each other, y'all.
It's so polite. So polite. Yeah. The sex thing is polite. We got fights that are polite. Cushion throwing is polite. You wouldn't think that they were running born into a monarchy that has destroyed civilizations and colonized a bunch of people. Like, let's throw pillows at each other. You could do better than that. Where's your musket?
Any of people cleaning up after you. It's so what so does it disrespectful. Matter?
And so people mean. Around you all the time, like bodyguards and staff and stuff like that. Like, this is so embarrassing.
Yes.
Stupid. You're just making a mess and people have to clean up. And you see this happening. And you're probably like, oh, excuse me, don't clean up where I'm walking. You know, watch out, I threw my vase over there. You know, how do you feel? I don't know. They're weird. I'm sorry. Can I call them weird without pissing everybody off?
No. They're weird. Yeah. I've said much worse. So I think,
okay. Yeah. I think we're all pretty anti-monarchy. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. But yes, yeah, so right. So all of this is happening. And then there's obviously speculation, right? That there was a big fight before the coronation because of, you know, maybe Kate has RBF, right? I don't know. And I'll leave that up for speculation, but they looked in a huff, all right, before coronation. So now, all right, all of this is happening and people are saying, right, why is this divorce happening, everyone? Because let's get some background. Because there's some bombshell that's going to be dropped at the end of all of this. So here's some background. It was reported back in 2019 that William allegedly had an affair with this woman named Rose. And Kate, you know, confronted him and apparently he laughed it off, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They're all saying it's fake news. Sure. Why not? Right? It's not. Then, but who is Rose? Okay. She is aristocracy, just like that, doesn't care. There was a Dumois tip, everyone. you know, very credible, just kidding. It is the most least credible of nonsense. Can I say this on the pod? I think I'm about to. But they called the affair an open secret, and Rob cannot listen to this, and said that the affair was a love of pegging, and that...
Just wait, what?
Yes. And I started calling him hashtag Prince of Peggy on Twitter.
Yeah. I forgot about this. Oh my God. You just dragged something out of my brain that I had like buried very, very deep inside. Oh my God. You're also going to have to edit that fucking laugh.
I know.
I totally forgot about this. Okay, but also, I think all of this is true. Just to like stoke the fire a little bit. Like, I feel like this is 100% true. Rose is like a dead ringer for Kate. Like,
yes, it looks like just the same.
Just like frail little white women with like like long brown hair,
and she keep that strap on her baby.
And she's strapping, like, seriously, like, it's so funny. But you know he's not getting that with like uptight Kate, so he's right. Going down the street to Rose's
Kate
house.
Was out here naked suntanning, so we don't know what she's.
Yeah,
into
that's
either.
True. That's true.
Kate ain't got it in her. She ain't got that dog in her.
Queen, baby. Yeah.
Look, she ain't got it in her. He got it in him.
Oh,
God, I'm dead. Okay, it's like I'm like looking Woo! In your outline that you wrote. I'm like, where is this? I don't think you included that.
You snuck it in. Like, bro. Listen, I don't kink shame, but that is funny as hell.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Who cares that they do this? It's just the point is like they act, no pun intended, so uptight about all of this. I think that's why it bothers me more.
Right.
But yeah, so this Dumois tip, yeah, basically talks about how it's like an extramarital affair and it's an open secret with the English aristocracy, blah, 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 blah. And it was at a recent media party that all of this came out, okay?
Wait. They walking around with a stick up their ass and they go act like they don't have all this drama, but everybody knows about it.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that's the point.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. God.
I might need to look into this a little bit more. this is some good mess right here. I'm about to go.
Yeah, you need to go to the hashtag Prince of Peggy.
No!
Where is the Rose transcript? That's what I want to see.
Listen, Daily Mail got in trouble by that. Harry's actually the one suing them and won. So eventually there was like legal action, obviously, because of all of this against the Daily Beast. And the outlet basically said that they understand the pressure that was applied to the palace to get the, you know, rumor claims removed. So if you're wondering, you know, why the Times of London has ever tweeted that, yes, it's an affair. I haven't read the piece, but I know about the affair. Everyone knows about the affair, darling. That's what they had to remove. And then the Daily Beast also, you know, started talking about how one British publication allegedly had, you know, received legal warnings after publishing details of the rumors by the royal's lawyer. Again, they're not going after you this hard if hashtag Prince of, you know, is not real.
They got to shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
And guess what they cited, y'all? Article 8 of the European Convention to Human Rights.
Yay! There's no king shaming in the article, in the Articles of Confederation. I don't know what these are.
Not the human rights law that they're pulling out. Are you fucking
kidding? Yeah, in addition to being
kidding me?
For all the countries to be like human rights.
The monarchy, like, please.
The reason we had to have human rights.
Literally.
The call is coming from inside the house, y'all. It's you. Yeah. You're the problem.
Yeah.
Like, am I the drama?
Very much so.
And then, yeah, and it stated, the lawyers allegedly, okay, stated that, yeah, in addition to being false, blah, 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 in respect to our client's private life also constitutes a breach to the privacy pursuant to article, blah, blah, blah. And imagine getting this. I would laugh in your face. And just post, I think the next day, if I have to post a retraction, I think I'd post a retraction, but then actually have all their war crimes on the front page.
Right.
And be like, European Convention to Human Rights issues. And just post all of it. Or just post the colonized country's name.
Oh my God. That...
The Commonwealth is just showing up on the front page.
You need 3 front pages. The limit does not exist.
Literally.
Truly.
Or just post the Koh-i-Noor, the diamond that they stole from us. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, just all of the artifacts from the London Museum. Like,
oh my God, can I, side note, I know I've said this many times, but going to the London Museum as someone that belongs to a colonized country, you literally, I don't know how I did not end up in jail.
You were going to steal stuff back? Yes.
I was like, this is mine. It needs to go back to my house.
Yeah.
I've been as well, and it did feel like I was looking for vibranium in there or something like
right?
that. Like, I'm leaving here with something, goddamn. I'm from around the way.
Oh my God. No, they left us for dead instead. And
this is taking such a dark turn.
Darker than the Prince of Pegging.
No, darker than the colonized countries, let's be clear. Yeah. you know, and then, okay, so now let's, you know, bring back to a little bit more recent, right? So the royals have hosted, right, like presidents. So when Donald Trump was at the palace, Rose was there. Like, so it turns out that her husband has been going to these events because this is his job. Mm-hmm. And Kate and Rose used to be friends. That's the tea.
I think that is actually the smoking gun that we are just absolutely glazing over. But like, I definitely think that that is actually the biggest sign that this is true, is that they were really good friends, because David, I'm not going to try to Chumley.
Oh, you said Chumley is actually how you
Chumley
pronounce it.
Perfect. I'm so glad you did. Couldn't be bothered with him. Sorry, David. But he has been and his family have been like family friends, and like you mentioned before, staff, and like in the same circles as the royal family for many, many years. And Rose and Kate were really good friends, and then they had a mysterious falling out. Like, that is suspect.
And that, I think that, that's the big one too. You're right, Tori. Because I was like, this, all of us together is so sus, because they're not friends anymore. And why aren't they friends? There is no other reason a royal is just outright going to stop being friends with someone. That's what I think, allegedly. And they didn't even sit next to each other, right? At all these events. But, you know, people are saying, oh, but they were in the same room. Baby, they have to be. Like, what is Kate going to say? She has zero power, because her husband was at this point third in line to be, because Queen Elizabeth was still around. So stop it. All right. And then here's where all the speculation is now coming to a head, because Rose and her husband were invited to King Charles's coronation.
Who invited Rose?
I think David gets a plus one.
And that's the tea. Because you would think that would be enough, right? That she's just around, she's invited to stuff. Absolutely the hell not. Because guess what? David is now going to be working for William.
That's so weird. That's weird.
And he was hired by Charles himself to be his new general secretary. And people are saying, but this I find to be unconfirmed, but that Rose is also might be William's like personal secretary. But I can't like find that. I only found one article and it was not giving me like good enough. So I allegedly, mega alleged, that I don't even believe. But I know David Chumley is now working for the palace by the end of April.
Yeah, that's so messy. This is what I hope The Crown season 6 or whatever focuses on. Yes. Really.
Oh yeah, I'm watching. I'm tuning in.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Sasha, I'm sorry. How do you apply for a job knowing that your wife be, you know, with your boss?
No, like, but he's had this job forever, and I think he inherited it. Yes. And like, I think he just is there. And I think it's
in the family,
like,
baby.
I think what are you supposed to do? Accuse Will?
We're fine.
First staff meeting is very awkward. That's all I'm saying. When you come in for onboarding and you have like, oh, okay, well, you know, you know, you've inherited this job. Here's your new supervisor. Hi, how are you? I'm the prince, and you're in your head. You're like, of? You know?
I mean, Chevelle, you know that Diana and Charles are like loosely related, right?
I assume this.
I don't think these people care, is my point. Like, as long as they're keeping it quiet. I think quiet is more important than fidelity.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, they're not keeping it quiet. Like, worst kept secret or whatever.
You know, secret.
And it seems like Charles hired him on purpose to like put an end to the rumors, and they want to like get Chumley and like the whole family into the royal matters to demonstrate to the public that there's nothing going on. But again, to me, this just equals they're doing it on purpose.
Totally. And like, of course, Rose is like, yeah, let's do that. Like, let's move into the palace. Like,
she is all in, or she's about to be. You know, that's a gift for her, though. So,
yeah.
She got her cake and eat it, too.
Oh,
well, I don't know if she eats it, but she definitely plays with her food.
Well, she might eat it. We don't know.
You go, Rose.
Yeah.
It's yours, Rose.
But yes, that is your royal giraffe.
It took such a dark turn. Oh my God.
I could never hear this.
No,
he hear me. Never.
He's going to fire me. He's going to cancel Mess Magnet.
Oh my God. He's not gonna,
I think Kirsten might kill us.
Yeah,
true. Kirsten's gonna listen to this and be like, "What did I do?" Her eyes are suddenly healed.
She's gonna jump in right now. Yeah. The spider senses are tingling. Woo! But yes, that is your royal mess, everyone. Stay tuned because if they're divorced, you heard it here first. That is all I'm saying.
Truly.
But yes, I think now it's time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For this is y'all's bag more than it is mine. But, you know, as a good host, I feel like I had to do this. So, we have to talk about Taylor Swift, everyone. But Tori, I know this is where you excel.
So, yeah, this is my bread and butter for sure.
Yeah. So Taylor, we will keep the majority of stuff for Kirsten, you know, because she specifically texted me that we cannot talk about all the drama. But I did want to talk about the Taylor Swift Ice Spice stuff. I feel like that is really pissing me off, everyone. So here we are. Yeah. So, and please, Tori, as needed, fact check and all of that. But we've talked to death of all the Taylor Swift background. Please go back a few podcasts and check what's going on. And we give like other podcasts to listen to as well. So Taylor Swift is in hell because she's dating this man, Matthew Healy. All the ists and phobics mm-hmm. that you can think of, please assign to this man. Okay, fine, cool. Not cool, but you know, whatever. And last week, though, everyone, Taylor Swift announces that she is going to be collaborating with Ice Spice on the song Karma.
Yeah, it's again sus. It's so sus. So,
yes.
Maddie Healy was on a podcast with a bunch of guys, and they were like speaking specifically about Ice Spice in a really like racially charged way. It was really gross, and it is just weird timing, again, allegedly and coincidentally, that Taylor Swift, who is now dating Maddie Healy, is collaborating with Ice Spice in particular, as her and her team try to bury all of these news articles about Maddie Healy. So it's just really weird, like timing, and make of that.
What
you will.
But the thing is people are like, hey, like, their collab couldn't have just happened in the like the last 2 weeks or whatever. Yes. And I'm like, yeah, it probably didn't, because I believe that she broke up with Joe like in the fall or even last summer, and you know, got together with Maddie and has lots of time to like plan these things out. So it is just extremely sus of both Taylor and Maddie. And I think a lot of people right now are like, oh, Ice Spice, like, why would you take this opportunity? It's like, because Taylor Swift is like the biggest thing in music. She got to perform at all three MetLife concerts in New Jersey this past weekend. So it's huge, huge, huge like notoriety and like a really big career move for her. So it's like, of course you would do that. And yeah, it's just all very, again, like strategic, and like, it's like a spider web, and we're just like untangling the little pieces.
Yeah. And it's disgusting. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think Tori's onto something as far as how calculated this is, right? Because if Taylor Swift knew she was about to date somebody problematic, and her team said, well, what are we going to do? It's like, might do a song with a rapper, you know, like, okay, well, which one, who's the hottest out, who's new, you know, what's popping, what's going to get the people going? And we're not going to be able to talk about this hugely upsetting thing, and amongst other things that her new boyfriend has said. Now, I am looking at Taylor crazy, because I listened to Mess Magnet, so I was in shock when I heard out about this as well. I am looking at her crazy, because I'm like, Taylor, you be trying your best. You really do. I give her a lot of credit. I am a Swiftie, a secret Swiftie. People know this. But like, come on, T Swizzle, what are you doing? You know this man is bad news, and you know people gonna talk. And if you think Ice Spice is gonna cover that up, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And so this is wild that it even got to this point. But I do appreciate Ice Spice for taking this thing. Not to say that she shouldn't have like had like more of a moral high ground or whatever the case may be. Like you said, this is huge for her career. Taylor Swift has only done songs with like a handful of rappers. So to be on the list of the ones that she's actually collaborated with, that's something, that's publicity she can't buy. You know, that's not, Ice Spice could do nothing to be bigger at that point, because it's so much crossover appeal there. So I don't blame her, but I am looking at T Swizzle kind of upside her head again.
And I think here's this is a little controversial, but like, as someone that definitely is a minority in a lot of spaces, sometimes when you're being tokenized, you kind of have to let it happen if it is for your advancement, because you have to play the game, right? The system is against you, so you have to work within the system to get what you need happen. I personally understand that, so I will never, you know, like, sit here and talk about another woman of color for doing what she needs to do to get ahead. But it's more that, how about you say Karma to your man and dump his ass and then release the song, right? Like, I think that is way more female empowerment that Taylor, you know, preaches instead of this like disgusting stuff. Like I don't really get it, and I'm exhausted by it. But the problem is she's still gonna sell out everything, so does it matter?
I know. And like, it's been really hard to be a Taylor Swift fan out in these streets. Also, like, I want to walk and like stand with my values and pay and like put my money into, you know, creators I like believe in and stuff like that. And it's tough out here. I'm going to say this, but I think Chappelle, you're giving her way too much credit. I think she speaks out on things when she either needs to or when it applies to her only. Mm-hmm. It's very like, I don't think we should give her an ounce of credit, because I don't know. I just feel like we see this like time and time again with her, of like her making a plea to not be quiet and like stand up for what she believes in, and then like does shady shit like this. Like, I don't know. I feel like this is just, it was really shocking to me, but I think if you look back at her like career's history, it's like, oh, actually this like is something I feel like she does all the time. So, yeah.
That's good points. I watched the Miss Americana documentary. So I saw her utilize this big moral dilemma where she was trying to speak out against certain things in her state to make a Netflix documentary. So I'm just saying, look, Tease was a lost the black vote a long time ago. I've been in the trenches, y'all, trying to
truly fighting for your life.
Right? Yeah. That's why I'm a secret Swifty and not a public one, because first of all, it's already hard in the hood jamming Taylor Swift. I mean, a Bad Blood can only get me so far. Bad Blood Remix can only get me so far. You got to play the remix, because otherwise these people going to get me. But what I'm saying is, you know, Taylor, if I'm out here fighting the good fight for you, why aren't you doing more for you? You know, like, do we need another Netflix documentary, or is there going to be a Lifetime movie based on like the relationship you have with this man? How are you going to benefit from dumping him? Because one, this is not a relationship that will last the end of time, because she's going to get so tired of being shamed that she's going to dump him anyway, eventually. So I want to know how she flips this into a moneymaker, because right now it's causing her stock to plummet in the eyes of people. Like, now the show might still pass, sell out, because she write a hell of a song, but the public opinion does matter, and we know she cares about it.
I think it, as someone on the outside, I think that she spins it as like, look at me, I left it all behind because I stand for my values. I think almost like claiming innocence. And I think we are underestimating, for women that look like her, how easily they can get away with like playing the victim or damsel in distress type of thing. And I think that's where she's gonna go. He even had a response, which I don't care to really talk about, but he's like, no one is chronically online like that. No one's gonna remember. And I was like, Taylor Swift fans should literally work for the FBI.
Literally. And then when I read that, I was like, oh my God, he's talking about me. He was like, nobody is sitting there at night slumped at their computer and their boyfriend comes over and goes, what's wrong, darling? And they go, it's just this thing with Maddie Healy. That doesn't happen. And I was like, it actually does. Like, that also is just like a really bad take, because we know the Swifties, are online. And that's, I think, the thing that makes me most upset about Taylor Swift is that, so she releases the Karma remix, and she releases Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey. It's like, you know that she read all of those comments, or someone on her team read all of the comments being like, there's no Lana on the song, there's no Lana on the song. And then they do another song. Yeah. And so she knows and sees all this Maddie Healy backlash, and she's like, I don't know, maybe that's why she's cooled it. We haven't seen pictures of them in like 2 weeks, but I don't know. It's still sus, so.
And the thing is, she knew all of this before they started dating, period. If he talks like this outside the house, imagine what he says in the house. And that,
exactly.
Good just point. That is what I leave you all with, I feel, because I'm so over it. But also, I can't handle this like BS constantly. But it is what it is. We'll keep an eye out and we're gonna still talk about it because I just truly can't believe that this is reality that we live in. But it is what it is. Oof. But yes, I listen, this next one has been a big story in my house. I don't know about anyone else, but this is huge. Because listen, my husband, known Raider, ride or die, unfortunately. So not unfortunately, that's mean.
Sadly. But, you know, no, sadly, so well. Sadly, people make mistakes.
Absolutely not. This is one. Absolutely not. Okay. And you know, I have, please. Okay. Don't cut dishes for me. But this, I think, is again so messy, and I'm tired of Tom Brady being messy. How about that? That is what I'm leading with, because in case people didn't know, Tom Brady is about to become, if he gets voted in, a minority owner of the Raiders. All right, cool, normal, whatever. Like, as a retired man, you know, like, what else is he gonna do, right? And he's probably gonna get a bunch of like broadcasting contracts anyway, now that allegedly Skip and Shannon are breaking up as of an hour ago. So yeah, let's see.
Breaking news.
But listen, so you know, allegedly. All right, so that's happening. But then Raiders made a horrendous, horrific, stupid move to get Jimmy Garoppolo. A known broken hot quarterback, from hot as in attractive, not hot with the hands.
Googling right now.
Yeah. A very attractive man. So he is now the Raiders quarterback. But turns out, right before he was signed his contract, he was going to undergo surgery. So the Raiders said, not so fast. We're going to put in a clause that says if you're not ready by the first game, we cut you.
Yeah.
Still interesting. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, so basically by the first game, week one, he would need to pass a physical.
And oh, yes.
He would get his money. Tori, do you know how much money they're offering this man?
Should I guess?
Yes. Give me just ballpark. I mean, anywhere between zero and a billion.
I'm going to say $40 million.
$33 million. And all he has to do is be able to pass a physical by week one. Yeah. And Jimmy Garoppolo is a porn star masquerading as a quarterback. He is not a football player. This man has been a sham of a player his entire career. He's a game manager at best, and he gets by on his good looks. When that man was damn near in the Super Bowl, the ESPN coverage was like, you know who's a handsome guy? I was like, what, handsome? Man, it looks like he's getting the girl his whole life. I was like, can he throw the ball? Apparently
no,
not.
He can't.
And now he only has one foot. And if he needs to be able to pass that physical by week one, or basically about 40 mil, 33 mil, I guess, 33.7, will go down the drain. And this is for a bad quarterback. He's not good.
But in
that's
college,
so wild.
San Francisco, known for hot quarterbacks.
Just wait. So they will have a backup quarterback in case by week one.
Guess who the backup might be?
Okay, just wait. It's not going to be Tom Brady.
Yes!
He's retired. Isn't there like a million, trillion other people out there that could do this?
Listen, but there's only one Tom Brady, baby.
Stop it. It's not going to happen. I refuse to believe.
He comes out of retirement for the third time or whatever. Yes. Like, I actually, like, close my laptop. Like, goodbye.
He owns. The hell?
And I mean, again, a lot of things before the sports girlies come for me. I know there are a lot of things that have to happen, right? Like, many, three by four, whatever, votes have to 34%, whatever. Freaking math is, don't ask me. Votes have to happen for this to be a reality. I know. But the point is, the fact that it is even a possibility is outrageous. And it is such a mess. This man is 45 years old. His wife left him because of football.
Really, Dad?
And now he's literally saying, put me in coach, but he owns the coach.
Yeah.
So the coolest thing about this is that I feel like there's legs to this conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying.
Because hear me out. Their number one quarterback is, as I've outlined, average at best. Okay. Average at best. I will say that. I will not be rude to Jimmy Garoppolo. He's a very pretty man, but average at best at quarterback.
My husband, ride or die for Raiders, has been shitting on Jimmy Garoppolo for a whole year. Like to where there have been fights in the group chat because we live in San Francisco, right? So 49ers versus Raider fans. They have had to put people in timeout because of how Karthik has talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. Now Jimmy Garoppolo being his own quarterback.
Right.
Karthik had to mute the group chat.
Oh, I would have had to be very clear.
I was like, how are you standing up? Because if it were me, you would never know these.
Right. Never.
But anyway, the point is he sucks. Even Raider fans believe it.
Well, listen. He's so bad that the Raiders went this draft, this most recent NFL draft, and they drafted a quarterback in the fourth round. Now, if you make it to the fourth round of the draft, congratulations, you made it to a team. But your starting quarterback is normally not found in the fourth round. Now, that's a wild conversation to have, considering Tom Brady was a late pick in the draft. But if you think you have Jimmy G as your number one quarterback, and you're potentially going to have Tom Brady as your backup, then yeah. You have no issue getting Aiden O'Connell from Purdue to be your backup because in real life, you know he's never going to see the ball because if it push come to shove, Uncle Tom Brady is going to run out there on that
Grandpa
field.
Tom Brady. Very clear on this. I'm telling you all, this is like so ridiculous. And people are already joking, right? Before this Tom Brady news that Raiders were trying to be Patriots 2.0. And now, if this man starts, it's a wrap. Raiders will never know peace. I know that my house will not know peace because I will become the number one bully in this house. So for my husband, I hope this does not happen. But that is the Tom Brady mess, everyone. And Tori, apparently we always have to talk about Tom Brady.
I know, literally every single time I'm on. But no, I get it. He's so messy. So I get it.
Tom Brady has no shame. Like, he's known to be nice to the defense of the other team so that they don't hit him as hard.
You can't have a retirement party and then be like, hey guys, like, sorry. Like, I'm back.
Twice. already.
And a divorce.
That part. Giselle knew to get out. She knew things were about to hit. She knew the shit was about to hit the fan.
He's never looked better. Also, she's thriving in his accent.
I got more money than him anyway.
Right, that part. She's fine.
You love it.
You go, Tom, though. You go, Tom. You get out there on that field, old ass.
Can you? I hope so. Oh, God. But yeah, that is your Tom Brady might be coming back news. I hate this. All right, but those are our big stories, everyone. We have a few quick bites, but I will keep them for later. The biggest quick bite I wanted to talk about, which I'm honestly just very excited about, is Jill Duggar is about to drop her tell-all. And for anyone that doesn't know Jill Duggar, Jill Duggar is from 19 Kids and Counting. Yes, you heard it right. Maybe you watched that show. And it was known cult called the IBLP. We talked about Ginger Duggar's book a little bit on here. But Jill is the only sister that has actively spoken out about how horrible everything is. And she's actually now started drinking. Her kids are going to public school, all of it. So, Jill has actually not 100% seen the light, but more light than her other siblings that have quote unquote left. So there will be a documentary coming out next week about the Duggars, but not just the Duggars, the IBLP in general. Maybe Kirsten and I will talk about it, but this book is coming out in January, the second week of January. I cannot wait. It's called Counting the Cost. And I posted the picture on my Twitter so y'all can check it out. But it is a picture of her and her husband, who has helped free her a little bit. Known transphobe and homophobe. So we are not.
Oh my God.
We are not going that far. No, absolutely not.
Literally. Oh my God. I was like, can't wait to read this book. Never mind.
Delete. Yeah. Right. That part.
I'm still going to read it on account that I've been obsessed.
Just pirate it.
Yeah. But I will. But the thing is that I have been obsessed with them since I don't know. I was like 12. So it's time. Okay. And she has a picture of her family. Like, it's in a frame that she's holding, and it's called Counting the Cost. Because it's known that she did not want to film her birth, and her dad made her. And they got no money, even though, like, the spinoff after how horrible their brother was. Do not Google if you don't know anything about the brother. But anyway, he's in jail right now. Let's just leave it at that for horrible, disgusting crimes. And so they had to cancel 19 Kids and Counting. It's about Jill and the other sister, Jessa, were the main of Counting On, and they did not get a dime from it. They were on food stamps trying to get through it because dad forged signatures and didn't give them any money. So and they've been excommunicated from the family. So it's going to be mess, everyone, and I'm there. I'm there for it.
That's wild.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a lot. And I think the documentary coming out this week is only, I think, about, again, the IVLP. Don't feel like it's going to be a tell-all, but this one is. Because, again, the picture is literally her holding her 19 kids and counting.
Wild. I'm interested to see, like, because this is so quick to write a book after you're right, like, escaped a cult and like excommunicating your family. Like, I wonder how much she's been able to process and, like, I don't know, like, heal from this to put it in a book. I am intrigued by it. And for her to be the only one to, like, really be speaking out against her family, I think, like, it's going to be interesting. Like, I think it'll blow the lid off of a lot of other, you know, like, crimes that this family is committing.
Listen, that part. And I hope that her siblings are able to, like, be free because of it. Because Ginger, again, wrote a book about the IBLP, but said her family was fine. And that's just not true, because her family was super high up. And again, like, Ginger's, like, own personal diaries were stolen from... just, like, disgusting. Anyway, I don't want to go into it now. But the point is, I'm ready for this book. This is the book I said I would buy and read. So, January, it's my time, baby.
Sasha, is this a money grab? Like, is this book thing really about exposing the cult, or is it more about them making money? Because I feel like if you really wanted to expose the cult, you could expose the cult. Like, I don't know.
So they've been talking about it. So they've been talking about it. This isn't the first time. Like, if you look up Jill and Derek, even in Instagram comments, Derek will write, like, well, we haven't seen a dime of the money. Well, we haven't. We are not allowed at the big house for years. So this has been, like, years in the making. Here's the thing. Do I think that this was a huge financial plus? 1,000%. But also, Derek's a lawyer. He's not, like, a scrub, unlike the other husbands, to be honest, where they're kind of all working for Jim Bob, their dad. Instead, I think
which was the biggest red flag that his name
is Jim Bob. He's trying to run a cult.
All the kids' names start with J.
Of course they do.
J names, everyone.
We talked about this. Look, it keeps giving. This is the gift that keeps giving. Avoid the J names. I'm telling you.
I've been on this train. Let me tell you. But yeah, so I don't think that it is not a cash grab. I'll be honest about that. But I also think that it is their due. It's like they have been exploited for years to where I think it's time that they get some money back from it. That's what I think, where I think I'm in the middle, because they've done a lot of stuff on their YouTube for free that I watched and that they do expose, like, well, where do I think about evolution now? And what do I think? Like, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, they have all these conversations. So I think this one, they're just finally, like, now that Josh is in jail, I think we can talk about it kind of.
Yeah. Well, if it's a cash grab, good for them. Get your money.
That's how I feel. Because imagine someone filming your birth without, and you don't want it, but you have
without your consent. Yeah.
But I mean, there is no such thing as consent for them, because their whole thing is like, keep sweet and be nice and always available. So, I don't get it, but it is what it is. Here we are. But yeah, Jill Duggar's book is coming out. And to leave quick bites, but on a happy note, I just wanted to say, if everyone has looked at Beyonce and Blue Ivy's dance videos, y'all, I'm obsessed.
I know. It's my whole TikTok for you page right now, which I'm totally fine with.
And like, Chappelle, you and I talked about this on vacation, but Blue Ivy gives like old money, and she's like, no, I was born with this. Like the way she dances, I'm just like, yeah, this is a woman that knows she's a child that is known that she's set up for life. And she's like, these people have to work, not me. It's the parents.
Yeah, my favorite running gag on Twitter and stuff is that Blue Ivy's in charge, and then like some lady named Beyonce works for her, and like she's her mom, and she just has to deal with her. Because there's a running clip right now. I don't know if y'all saw it, but they do a fist bump in the middle of their dance routine.
Yes,
and Beyonce was nowhere to be found, ma'am. If you don't get your ass out here and fist bump Blue Ivy, what did you practice? I am team Blue Ivy. I'm not a part of the Beyonce hive. I've said it. I support the hive and all the things they do, because I'm terrified of them. But I'm in the Blue Ivy stan club. Blue is in charge, because the next time they showed that clip, oh, they got that fist bump right. Blue had to take her backstage and talk to her. Yeah, to get it together.
If I had like even an ounce of like bossness that Blue Ivy has, right? Like my favorite clip is them at, is it the VMAs where Blue Ivy is like,
calm down, act like you've been somewhere.
Please, I'm not new to this. I'm curious. Right. It's like, that is Blue Ivy, oh, and she's like, these damn parents, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who the hell are they? Like,
that's
so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's wild. Honestly, she's only 11 and she's keeping up with these, like, I'm assuming like 20 and 30 year olds, and Beyonce like in her early 40s. Like, she's killing it. And like, to do that like a Paris show is the first one is just so cool. Like, it's just a level of cool that I just am always striving to, you know, obtain and just never quite reaching it.
We'll give it to our kids.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
That's the only way the boat has passed for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yes, that is your quick bites. But did y'all have anything like you wanted to share?
Like real quick?
Yes, please.
Samantha Jones.
Yes!
Yeah. She's reprising her role, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah,
in the season 2, apparently, finale of And Just Like That, which is the Sex and the City spinoff. And the details are vague, which I'm sure they wanted to keep this very under wraps. Yeah. So the fact that we even have details is pretty wild, but it just healed something in my heart that was missing for a very long time.
No, big agree, because listen, that reboot was horrendous.
So bad.
Like, I will die on that hill.
Yeah, I will watch it in one day and recap it over my show. But it really was a hard, hard, hard watch.
No, it was like embarrassing. They ruined all the characters. So yeah. I just Samantha was the favorite. So I hope Kim Cattrall is back. Actually back, but you know, allegedly there's a big feud, so
yeah,
that's
we'll
why
see.
They're not together.
Yeah,
we'll see. But yes, thank you, Tori, because that is also breaking news as of just like I feel like an hour before we recorded. So yeah, with that, are we ready?
I mean, please, something.
Oh my god,
please. Yeah. Horrible ass people are tanking the Little Mermaid at the box office. What is this about?
No. First of all,
it was immaculate. I heard it was very beautiful. And
yeah,
it was
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow. Yes.
Here's to the movie that like people are seeing, like, I didn't even notice this, and the animated one, this, that, and other. And it's not performing like you would think a reboot would perform of this capacity, but we also know that people suck. And they are trying purposely to boycott this thing and to make some type of ridiculous stand against the casting of a mermaid, like a literal fish, y'all, a fish, you know.
That is so, not real, mythical creature.
Right, right. And so it's just like, I am upset with the world. I've not seen the movie yet. I will go see it because I'm going to support it. But yeah, like there's no reason why people should be this up in arm about a damn fish. I'm just saying.
Listen, the wokeness has ruined everything. We're like, shut up, people, because it's not actually. Because these people say they hate cancel culture, but they're the first to cancel.
First,
make
to
it make shit. Sense.
Yeah.
Make,
yeah.
You know what? You should cancel Ursula's makeup.
But like, seriously, yeah, go see the movie to support Halle Bailey, but also to laugh at Ursula's makeup.
No, because the people on Discord, thank you for sending this, because I honestly forgot about it. Because Melissa McCarthy, right, like who plays Ursula, like did a little Instagram thing, and the makeup artist did her makeup. It looks like the eyebrows are running away from the green eyeshadow.
Yeah, it really looks like I did the makeup.
Me, I'm actually so bad at makeup.
And then the artist was like, because they're like, hey, hire a queer person to do it. I definitely think someone who does drag should have done the makeup.
Correct.
And then there was a whole controversy about like his statement. And it was like, why can't I do a good job as like a queer person? And it's like, because we that saw is the question, pictures, babe.
The question is for you, man.
You tell us why you can't.
God, it is so bad. But yeah, it's truly like the makeup is like when you have a costume party on Friday and you're like, oh crap, it's 4:30 on Thursday night. Like, I'm gonna just pull out this like green face paint I've had in the closet for like 6 years.
No, it looks horrendous. I'm telling you, the eyebrows are literally running away from, and because they're so lopsided, the eyebrows. And then she has green eyeshadow. But why is the eyeshadow looking like two mountain peaks that don't match?
That's so bad. Yeah.
And Ursula is like known to be like styled after a drag queen, right? Like that's a known thing. So how are y'all gonna have all these RuPaul girlies out here and then be embarrassed like this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad. But go see the film. I saw on TikTok like a clip where when Ariel can't speak and she's trying to share her name with Eric, she points out like the Aries constellation then like, you know, does this on his like lips, like drums his like lips so it like says Ariel, and it is very cute. So go see the movie.
The Little Mermaid is my favorite Disney movie, so I cannot wait for it.
Go support.
Yes, but thank you, Chanel. Perfect. And with that, everyone, I think it is time for the anonymous, of course. It's a long one, but it's a quick one. So let's get into it. All right. Our messenger said they work at a retail store where they're friendly with their coworkers, but they're actually not allowed to be friends. There's a whole rule about all of it. Anyway, last year they became friends with one of their coworkers named Grace. And Grace and our messenger were close in age, and they're new manager then hired someone named Lydia, who was 18. So our messenger is 25, Grace is 22, Lydia 18. Again, they thought Lydia was mature for her age and it was all good. So then Lydia and our messenger are both transgender females. So they wanted to, they started becoming friends. But our messenger wanted to approach it, Lydia found was approaching our messenger, and the messenger felt like it was extremely invasive. The first time they spoke, Lydia asked our messenger about their experience in New York, where they lived in New York as a stylist and all of that. So Lydia said, listen, I want to be a fashion designer. So that was the curiosity. But then as soon as Lydia learned how much living in New York cost, she immediately asked our messenger to move in together as roommates when our messenger was back. So messenger said, listen, I got to think about it since we don't really know each other and remember the previous rule about being friends. But our feelings may change in the next 2 years. But Lydia said she understood. A month later, after a few hangouts, the three of them decided to host a Thanksgiving party. Grace invites Lydia, obviously our messenger, along with four other people, and showed up late because of work. Our messenger did, and noticed the weird atmosphere of the apartment. Our messenger soon realized that Lydia was being a diva and making her discomfort known in passive-aggressive ways, which this is an 18-year-old, right? Or maybe 19 now. They were all playing a game, and everyone was giving out dirty responses, and Lydia didn't like that. So, you know, she was just, like, being super passive-aggressive out of all of this, and then at one point left to go to, quote-unquote, bathroom and made its way for her to come back before playing. All right. So it is what it is. Only after 10 minutes did she yell out of the bathroom that she didn't want to play anymore. Why are you? Lydia, yeah. Please. Then when she came out, she sat in the kitchen away from everyone, still, you know, being pissed off. And although our messenger maybe agrees with Lydia that, you know, maybe the game was too much. You can't grin and bear it. You either leave or you vocalize your discomfort and then suggest something else, which I think is a grown-up way of doing it. Someone with a prefrontal cortex that isn't developed maybe can't figure that out. Anyway, the next day, Lydia told our messenger that, you know, she was so uncomfortable and got Grace to agree that our messenger was acting awkward. Tell her that I was acting awkward because of my discomfort. For the record, our messenger was not uncomfortable. Any awkwardness that Lydia may have interpreted was for me not knowing how to diffuse the tension. The other people there, except Grace, also felt the tension. And, you know, they were like, let's start. Once Lydia left the game, though, they ended up leaving. So, very unfortunate. This is when our messenger realized it's time not to hang out with Lydia anymore. She seemed like a spoiled brat, and our conversations at work revealed her to be, what is this word? Jillian?
Don't have me lying to you.
No, because I couldn't tell you. Anyway. Well, revealed her to be not so great. We'll just say that. She wants to be a stylist, but shoots down any, what? Is that a bad
thing? It's no, a person who cultivates an area of interest such as the arts without real commitment or knowledge.
Ooh,
like me with the royal family.
Amateur interest in the arts.
Yeah, that's me with the royal family. Like, I care, but I don't care.
A shallow interest in art or area of knowledge. That makes sense.
Look at it. You're welcome, everyone. SAT words. Anyway, she wants to be a stylist, but shoots down suggestions, right, to help her. She loves fashion, but has no knowledge of basic fashion terms, us, or icon. She'll ask you to explain everything to her, and admits that she feels entitled to having all of this because of the struggle of growing up trans in a non-accepting family, which I will say is interesting because our messenger is also trans. So all of this is be messy. She eventually asked to hang out again, probably because she sensed our messenger pulling away, but our messenger was trying to make excuses not to go, but eventually, you know, acquiesced. Then they went to dinner, and Lydia asked to share a personal story to get to know me more, which when you ask questions, why would you ask someone just tell me something personal about yourself? Sure, why not? And our messenger, you know, paused, but then it eventually shared a very traumatic experience because, while our messenger paused, Lydia filled the silence and shared a very traumatic experience. After our messenger tried to sympathize with Lydia and, you know, had a whole conversation about it, but our messenger felt very pressured, but also felt that if I didn't, I would be a cold-hearted bitch for letting her bare her soul with no, reciprocation. So I told her personal story, too. We bonded over the experiences and left. Which is very weird. What is this, a college essay? After I was furious, regardless of Lydia's intent, I felt emotionally manipulated because personal stories, you know, are kind of used as bond. And I knew that I didn't like Lydia and would never again. Fine. Not long after that, of not hanging out with Grace also, remember Grace, they decided to have brunch. We were having a great time until I told her that because I hate confrontation and like to be friends with my ex, I will often plan a breakup so that we end things amicably. It may take a month, so she gave me a disgusted look and scoffed. I was really hurt by this, which Messenger, I don't know that we always have to share all of it with our friends. That we don't, you know, just Messenger, just like, maybe we, you know, this is not your friend. The conversation got awkward and they all made up reasons to leave, whatever. Then turns out Lydia was also feuding with two other managers. And while all of this was happening, it's almost like she was taking joy out of these like fights and was feeling better after about herself because she was bashing all of these managers and she expected our Messenger to join in. Not happening. Turns out the manager was also new at the job, which is why all of this happened. Great. So then our Messenger asked Grace what she thought about the drama at work, mostly because they wanted to figure out what to do with Lydia and they wanted to talk to Lydia together about said attitude. Well, we told Grace and Grace also agreed that it was weird. Grace told me she didn't like how gossipy our Messenger was being. Grace.
Don't hang around those people.
Please, Messenger, free yourself. I'm in hell trying to keep that because free yourself, right? And obviously that pissed off our Messenger. The following day, they were all talking about Hogwarts houses. And of course, our Messenger was like, I think I'm a Hufflepuff. But I wanted to be a Slytherin. And Grace was like, yeah, I'm surprised you're not a Slytherin. What is wrong with Slytherins?
Nothing. Nothing. We out here.
Because I'm a Slytherin. So
and I am too.
I'm a Gryffindor. Let's be very clear. But like, I think it's like, no, I get it. Like Slytherin has, I feel like, the worst like reputation. So if you're like, oh, that'd like awesome. I thought you were a Slytherin, I would be like, like, okay.
Sasha, like, and what about it?
But most people, I feel like, would be offended. Not you two, but no. Which is in true Slytherin fashion.
Someone called me a Gryffindor the other day, and I was like, nah.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Ew.
Every test I take gives me Ravenclaw and I will fight that test every time. I was like, what? And I'm wearing blue. So like, this is embarrassing, but I'm sorry. I want to make it clear. Anyway. So, you know, it seems like they're also now arguing about Hogwarts houses, everyone. And it found out all of this was happening is because Grace and Lydia have become very good friends.
Ooh.
So soon after, our Messenger texted Grace to let her know I was no longer interested in being friends. Which I feel, do you text friend breakups?
No, I just like let it like
sink.
Yeah, like just kind of.
I'm
separate.
A chronic ghoster, so
yeah, I'll ghost you. Like, yeah, like, real quick.
Like, as a Cancer, I have so many feelings that, like, I cannot possibly let any of it out because it'll be the Niagara Falls on you.
And I just feel like with friendship bracelets, it's like, or breakups, not bracelets.
Well, you do make them, but yeah.
Yes. With friendship breakups, like, I just feel like the person can, like, I don't know. I would just ghost them. I feel like they can often prolong it. I don't know, which is, I know it's the immature thing to do, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm
don't
very know. Immature. Yeah. So yes, I
don't take any of our advice. Yeah.
Absolutely not. But yes, with that, you know, it is really unfortunate, but turns out Grace did end up quitting, whatever. And then Lydia is still there. So, which is great, right? We love that Lydia is still around. Turns out they're not amicable, but they're never going to be friends. So our Messenger wants to know, how should they have, you know, did they mishandle the situation? And I feel that you was giving them too much time of day. And it should have ended before the Thanksgiving.
100%. Yeah. I feel like you noticed all of the red flags. And yeah, you gave them like way too much literal grace.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, Messenger. Listen, I came here to drag you this time. All right. Look, don't get me wrong. These people seem awful, but you knew you didn't like them before, you know, like you had been like really trying to force this thing to be okay. Don't get me wrong. You tried to opt out a couple times, but sometimes you got to put your foot down and just be like, nope, not doing this anymore. So I appreciate the friend breakup. I am a chronic ghoster as well. I have tried to separate myself from that, but I'm still working on me. But, you know, as far as yeah, but as far as friends go, in the past, I've had to tell my friends like, hey, you know what? We got to just chill. You know, like, hey, because sometimes somebody will do something and it's so egregious that you're like, I can't be seen with you anymore. You know, or maybe like, I can't look at you and be in your space like that. And I really do think that when the whole house walked out on Lydia that time, you should have walked out on Lydia too. So I don't know,
like,
Messenger.
Wait, really? Up, Messenger. And it looks like Lydia's still there. But the point is, like, I don't think you should associate with these fools, because Lydia and Grace are 1000% talking about you.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're done with Grace. We are done with Grace. Yeah, Lydia's bad, but Grace is the worst kind of bad. Like, Grace is the Slytherin.
Well, I was thinking that, but I didn't
want to
shit on Slytherin.
That's so good. Like, Lydia's probably immature. Yeah. Grace knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Correct. Listen, because when someone says, like, I don't like this is gossipy, it equals that they just don't want to gossip with you. Because there is not one person on the face of this earth that doesn't like gossip. And I, shut up. I will die on that hill. Same. Everyone listen to Mess Magnets. Why are you listening? Because you love gossip. Anonymous is a great segment. Why? Because you love gossip. So people that say they don't like drama, they number one in drama. Let's be very clear on that.
Yes. Yeah. Anyone that says that is like the biggest pot stirrer you've ever met.
Right. Especially because you wanted to squash it. Your goal was to go in and say, all right, Grace, let's tackle this together. Lydia been tripping. How do you think we should approach this? And she shot you down. And so I was like, well, hold on. No, you should want to extinguish whatever drama this is just as much as I do. But instead you're like, don't talk to me about it. That's because they was running back and talking all that, she running all that stuff back to Lydia. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you could never get, you know, keep your feet planted in that friendship, because you didn't see that they were like, the call was coming from
interception.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Messenger. Yeah. You fumbled on this one, but I do appreciate you sharing. This is crazy mess. And also, like, you know, tell more stories. I was on the edge of my seat.
I know, right? I was just like, I'm so into it. I know it was long, everyone, but still, it was really good. So thank you for sending this in, Messenger. Always appreciated. Everyone, we're, as Kristen says, low on mess, and that is very true. So please send in your mess again. Coworker mess, relationship mess, any mess you want. We're gonna be here for you. All right. Send that in. And with that, everyone, I think it's time to wrap this up. And I just want to say again, thank you to the two of you for riding along this like ridiculous episode with me. And with that, Chappelle, where can the people find you, as if they don't already know, but still?
They can find me on this very network, you know, doing my thing, talking about Netflix shows, specifically with Rob Sesternino, every week or so, I guess I should say, because we've been recording kind of slowly these last few days. Episodes. I was on my Sasha, you know. That's Sasha. Sasha be a jet setting all across the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm
like you literally were not there.
Big Sasha energy. Okay. But so because of that, Rob and I are going to be talking about I Think You Should Leave this week with Alexander Chester and Av Sinitsky, and they have their own I Think You Should Leave podcast, and so we're going to do a little crossover thing tomorrow, and so that should be out shortly. That's it. Look at me. No, I'm kidding. I'm still talking about Fear the Walking Dead on post-show recaps, and I'm still talking about The Month in Grey's Anatomy every month on post-show recaps as well on my podcast called Grey's Anatomy's Anatomy with my great, amazing co-host Ariel. And so at the end of this month, I believe we will be wrapping up our Grey's Anatomy coverage until the next season, pending a writer's strike, I guess. So follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show to keep up with all that good stuff.
Thank you. And Tori, what about you?
Yeah, you can find me on socials at RTPB Podcast, and you can listen to Ready to be Petty on all podcast platforms. and on Patreon, patreon.com/rtbbpodcast. Tomorrow, I have an episode out with Troy McKeady from Beyond the Blinds, and we're talking about the Britney Spears and Kevin Federline relationship.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really fun. It's a good episode. So you can find me there.
I'll pose out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wear your Ed Hardy, baby.
Yeah, truly. You try to drop on, get a Slurpee, literally, a slushie, and yeah, yes, come listen.
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah, please, everyone, go check all of that out. And as for me, in addition to Mess Magnus, I am covering Below Deck Sailing Yacht with Rob called Big Deck Energy over on the Bravo feed. Honestly, we just went live for the 8th episode, probably the most unhinged episode I've ever done. So check that out. Because listen, you thought I was informed? No. Have Rob talk about a lost boner. And yes, exactly. So Rob said 7 ways to talk about that. I'll just tell you that. So check that out. Rob was in full form. And in addition to all of that, I am also covering on post-show recaps, Queen Charlotte. The finale podcast will be out next week. And for everything else I'm doing, just check me out on Twitter at funsize_04. Thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.